35. Why not another nice short verse to assure us that Jesus laughed? I wonder if the big blast of sound we call laughter today might not have been what the psalmist had in mind when he wrote, "Shout joyfully to the Lord, all the earth." Psalm 98:4. After all, they had other words for singing, and if 2 million Israelites stood around shouting, "Hooray for God!" at the top of their lungs, somebody had to start laughing sooner or later. When you are the one people turn to for laughter, the life of the party, the class clown, the raconteur, people expect you to always be on, to be funny all the time. Even those of us who make people laugh for a living can't live up to that expectation. My first pastor, Bob Russell, tells the story of a man who had fallen into such a deep depression that he finally placed himself in the hands of a therapist. "I have an unusual prescription for you," the therapist told him. "The circus is in town, and last night I saw the funniest clown there ever was. 30 minutes of watching the great Rinaldi, and you'll feel 100% better." With tears in his eyes, the patient replied, "I am the great Rinaldi." I have yet to meet a humorist, a comedian, or a clown who didn't have some deep hurt at the heart of his or her humor. When we laugh at something, we are saying, in essence, "I identify with that." If someone stood up and described all their blessings, we would be disgusted. When they stand up and share all their faults and foibles, we laugh and love them for it. Laughter does not mean you're ignoring the pain, living in denial, or just not aware of the troubles around you. Solomon said, "Even in laughter, the heart may ache." Proverbs 14:13. For me, laughter is how we take a much-needed break from the heartache, such that when we turn to face it again, it has by some miracle grown smaller in size and intensity, if not disappeared altogether. An Oklahoma woman wrote, "Laughter was the prescription to help me deal with the unfaithfulness and abandonment by my husband for a woman younger than our 2 oldest daughters. A laugh a day, a good belly laugh, made me well." We women need to help each other heal our hurts with laughter. That's really my mission in life, why I speak, why I write, why I've watched women who were almost bent over with arthritis laugh until they forgot to hurt. "Look at this," they call out, waving their arms in the air with glee. "No pain." And I've known women who shared their deepest sorrows with me, how they've lost touch with God and with themselves. Then I watch them sitting in the audience, tears of joy streaming down their faces. "Are you laughing or crying?" I ask them. "Yes," they reply. A Mouthful of Laughter, Barbara Johnson. At some time in life, every woman will ask, "What will keep me young?"